Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 10 kuNtulikazi 2022 ngukeeps Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ukuvukelana lokuchana kwabantu nxa siya endabeni zokhetho kubangelwa kakhulu yithi abakhokheli.
Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Peace Project ithi bathule nzima abaphikisa uhulumende.
Inhloso yakho konke lokho ikuzama ukubonisa ubumbano phakathi kwezizwe zonke. Ikakhulu isizwe sakwaZulu nesizwe sakithi samzilikazi yamashobana.
Kwenziwa inkonzo enkulu kwele South Africa yokukhuthaza ukubambana kwabantu abansundu.
Endulo ubukeka ngathi isithembu lesindoda yona yayingazithathela isinqumo. Yayithi ngabona ukuthi mhlambe sokunomama emthandileyo iyecela kunkosikazi omdala.
Siqhubekela phambili ngodaba lwesithembu.
Ugoalkeeper eZimbabwe jikelele bakhona odindlile ukuthi bakhulise ayikho.
Namhla sixoxa lowaye ngunozinti kuqembu le-Highlanders. Salathulela zabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Inhlanganiso ebona ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe kwezombusazwe ithi baningi abantu abakhahlanyezwa ngamalunga ebandla elibusayo labanye abakunhlangothi zikahulumende. IZimbabwe Peace Project yethule umbiko lo namuhla isithi abakhahlanyezwa kakhulu bakubandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change elikhokhelwa umnumzana Nelson Chamisa. IZPP ithi ayancipha amathuba okuphatheka kwezombusazwe eMashonaland West, Mashonaland East, Mashonaland Central leMaswingo lapho asebethwele nzima khona abakubandla le-CCC. IZPP ithi abanye abajojozela udlakela bakuqela umphathintambo wendawo zekhaya umnumzana Kazembe Kazembe labanye abalezikhundla eziphezulu kubandla elibusayo. IZPP ithi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Constantine Chiwenga lwaye umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Kembo Mohadi labo bakhuthaza izinduna labo sobhuku ukuthi besekele ibandla elibusayo. Wonke lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi ilizwe lilungiselela ukhetho oluzakwenziwa ngomnyaka ozayo. Umnumzana Joseph Chuma okudalele Central Committee kubandla leZANU-PF uthi
ukuvukelana lokuchana kwabantu nxa siya endabeni zokhetho kubangelwa kakhulu yithi abakhokheli ababefuna izikhundla noma ngayiphi indlela. Ngakho kuqakathekile ukubana thina abakhokheli siqalise ngokukhuluma njalo sibonisa ebantwini njalo sikhondema i-violence at whatever level ukwenza ukuthi abalandeli bamaqembu ezepolitiki babekwazi ukubana akusiyonto elungileyo.
Umnumzana Ostalo Siziba okubandla le-CCC laye uthi udlakela alufunakali.
Thina njenge-CCC sikhangelele ukubana ke kube labatsha bahambe ezindaweni ezitshiyeneyo kakhulu emaphandleni ukuvikela izakhamuzi labantu bonke ukubana kungabi ke le violence kungabi lodlame kakhulu nxa sikhayelana lokhetho. Okwesibili sikhangelela ukubana ke belokufundiswa kwabantu ukubana abantu befundiswe ukubana hayi kufanele sitolerate-ane, kufanele sizwanane whether ukubandla liphi lokubandla liphi. Okwesithathu ikubana siyenze into ezinjengemidlalo lokufundisana lokuthi abantu abakhokhela ikakhulu ama-members of parliament ama-councillor bebonakala endaweni ezijeneyo betshengisele ukubana hayi kunto zombangazo kuyatholakala ukubana abantu behlukane kodwa kungabi lokusetshenziswa kwe-violence ngenxa yokubana sonke singabantu beZimbabwe, sonke siyizizakalwane zeZimbabwe. Whether usupport ibandla leli kumbe usupport ibandla leli kufanele ukuthi ekugcineni kwakho konke njengabantu beZimbabwe siyo lokuhlonipha lokuvikela ukubana kungabi lomuntu oluza impilo on account of politics.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Janana Ngwenya owancintisa kukhetho lwama-by-elections kobulawayo.
Ukubusa ikubusa uthanda ngabantu, lokulandela ipolitiki kulandela ipolitiki ukhululekile ukwazi ukuthi ujongene ufunani ngayo. Kodwa lokho esikubonayo lapho kokuthi kube kudalwa imisindo abantu bebulawa besenziwa izinto ezingaqedakaliyo indlela zobudlova lokubulalana abantu bakamlima bangelacala. Akula muntu olelungelo lokuthi athi umhlaba ngowakhe kumbe ukubusa wakunikwa nguwe. ukubuswa ukunikwa ngabantu. Abantu bakufaka embusweni. Babuse ngaleyo ndlela, ungabathrethe, ungabethuseli, ungabahlukuluzi.
Asenelizanga ukuxoxa ngodaba lolu lokazembe kazembe uMohadi labanye okuthiwa baphehla udlakela kweZimbabwe. Abantu abaningi besaba ukuba kuzaqhamuka udlakela olwesabekayo ngesikhathi sokhetho ngenxa yokuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lesaba ukuthi linganqotshwa ngelikhokhelwa nguJamisa. Izizalwaneza kwamanye amazwe kwele South Africa ndawonye labakwele South Africa bezifolile namuhla eHillbrow eJohannesburg emthathazweni wokukhuthaza ukuthula lokubambana ngesikhathi kuqhubuka inzondo enkulu izizalwaneza kwamanye amazwe kwele South Africa. Uthi uSokhumalo usipha lolo daba.
Leli libutho lenkosi ubulelani lobhengula kamzilikazi ligiya ngesikhathi izalwane zamazwe atshiyeneyo ogoqela leza kwele South Africa zifolile eJohannesburg zithandazela ukuthula. Induna yakwamthwakazi kwele South Africa uThulani Jubane utshele Studio 7 ukuthi lo ubungumbuthano ohlelwe ngabezenkonzo bebambisana labo njengenkokheli zomdabu ngemva kokubona ukuthi kulokungahlalisani kuhle phakathi kwezalwane zakwamanye amazwe leza kwele South Africa.
Inhloso yakho konke lokho ikuzama ukubonisa ubumbano phakathi kwezizwe zonke, ikakhulu isizwe sakwaZulu nesizwe sakithi samzilikazi kamashobane. Sizobabonisa ukuthi abantu thina ke nesizwe sakwaZulu siyinto yinye and loko asikuthengi kuvele kunjalo ngisho nakudala.
Isizalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Mlungisi Jabalala uthe umthandazo lo uze ngesikhathi esihle kakhulu lapho sekusanda izehlakalo eziningi zokuxhophana phakathi kwezalwane zakwamanye amazwe leza kwele South Africa.
Njengoba liyakubona ukuthi kulezinto ezenzakala into zobozolo fopu into zabodudula, so namhlanje kule nhlangano eziningi ezitholakala zizokuchitha konke lokho zithi singumuntu Africa oyedwa, singumuntu oyedwa, singumntwana oyedwa, ukuthi Africa unite, Africa one, we are one as Africans.
Umkhokheli wezinduna zakwaZulu esabelweni seGauteng uMbongeni Sibiya laye utshele Studio 7 ukuthi akulunganga ukuthi abansundu balwe bebodwa.
Kulo mthandazo sifisa kube khona ukuthula kithi sonke, kungabi bikho umuntu ofayo. Induna imphathi umuntu ofayo, angeke uthi uphethe abantu bebebesa uphetheni. Yilokho nje esithi sizocela, sizocela nje uxolo ukuthi kube khona ukuthula kulo mthandazo. Lezwabona simunye asibandululani ihubo lilodwa kutabelela noma ubani.
Inkosi yakwamthwakazi ubulelani lobhengula kamzilikazi uthe okuqakatheke kakhulu ukuthi lumbuthano ubungokuqala oveza kumanyana phakathi kwesizwe sakwaZulu lesakwamthwakazi.
Singabana abanye, singabana abahlanganeyo, siligazi elinye, singabana abanye, singama Afrika sisonke. Akunasidingo ukuthi sibe sibane abantu abanjengathi. Kona siyalwisana namuhla. Sizama ukuwisa ngamafukamazwe amafushane. Watalk about Swaziland, watalk about South Africa, watalk about Zimbabwe. But we're talking about people more than it is about borders.
La ngamazwi agcizelelwe ngabebemele amazwe atshiyeneyo kulumbuthano ugoqela labaseNigeria eGhana lakwamanye amazwe. Sekulesikhathi esiningi kuqhamuka izenophobia kwele South Africa, izalwane kwele South Africa zisethesa ezakwamanye amazwe umlando wokubathathela imisebenzi lokudala amacala. Kulokhu kusungule olonyaka inhlanganiso ezibiza ngokuthi Operation Dudula isihambe endaweni eziningi sithi abantu bokuza bonke abahambe. Akunyanga zingaki kubulewe isizalwane seZimbabwe elokishini leDeep Sloot uMnumzana Elvis Nyati wafela ukuthi wayengala passport ekhombisa ukuthi use South Africa ngokusemthethweni. Abafundisi abebekokhela kulumbuthano bathandaze kakhulu kumvela ingqangi besithi bafisa kungasabi khona ukucwasana ngobuzwe eMzansi Afrika. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa inguthuso Khumalo.
Sangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sike sikhangele ezwela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abantu bafika phose amachumi amabili 19 badutshulwe bafa ematabukakusa endaweni ezimbili zokunathela utshwala kule South Africa. Abalitshumi nanhlanu babulewe eSoweto kwathi abane badutshulwa ePietermaritzburg. Abezindaba abeReuters babika ukuba amapolisa ahlolisisa udaba lolu. Izizalwane zakwele Sri Lanka ezingene ngenkani izolo esigodlweni sikamongameli nokukhela uhulumende zithi zizahlala kuleyo ndawo baze bephume ezikhundleni. Sebetshise umuzi kamongameli. Abezindaba abeReuters babika ukuba bathi sebehlulekile ukubusa kwele Sri Lanka.
Zinana masiho
wezenzi umandla
yena baba mkhulu.
Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke qhubekela phambili ngodaba lwesithembu. Silithembisile ngeviki ephelileyo ukuthi sebe sixoxa ngodaba lolu. Ye, namhlanje ke silo mnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Baba Ngwenya, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Kwakungebona bonke abantu ababesiba nesithembo, kwakusiba yilabo nalabo nje ababeba yilabo bantu ababa nemizi emkhulu ngokuba labo mama abaningi lapha egumeni. Kodwa ke endulo kubukeka ngathi isithembo lesindoda yona yayingazithathela isinqumo. Yayithi ngabona ukuthi mhlambe sokunomama emthandileyo iyecela kunkosikazi omdala, unkosikazi omdala kube nguyena oyigunyazayo ukuthi hayi ungamletha lowo muntu azokuba ngumunyane wethu. Kokunye kuthiwa wayeza yena umama ngokwakhe ayeqomisa ke ayekhombisa leyo ntombi eyikhombisela umkakhe ngoba ethanda ukuthi bazokuba ngonyane wabo. Kuthiwa kwakusenzeka izintombi uthola ukuthi isoka nxa likhonjiwe kuyabe kusaziwa ukuthi likhonjwe kobani and labo bantu babezazi ukuthi onguye owakhomba kudala ngumuphi. So kwakungavumakali ukuthi nxa esethatha aqale ngokuthatha lo okhombele emuva. So lalinjalo lelo siko lelo. Kodwa ke nxa sibheka lalikhuthazwa ngesizathu sokuthi kwakukholelwa ukuthi isizwe kumele sandiswe. Uzokhumbula ukuthi ngalezo nsuku zakudala babuduke kwakuphilwa ngezimpi kakhulu, kuhlalahlala kuhlaselwana, kuhlaselwana, asala amabutho enkundleni isizwe siphunguleka. Ngakho-ke kwakukholelwa ukuthi kumele amabutho kumbe amadoda ezweni bathatha omama ngobuningi babo ngoba kwakutholakala ukuthi kugcina sokusiba labo mama abaningi kakhulu ukwedlula amadoda. Engicabanga ukuthi namhlanje vele omama basebaningi ukwedlula amadoda emhlabeni. Yileso sizathu-ke esasenza ukuthi uthole ukuthi kuba nesithembo.
Kukhona okunye ongasitshela nabo bangwenya ngesithembo?
Isithembo esasidalwa yikusweleka kwenzalo. Othola ukuthi mhlambe uzogana lapha umalukazana kanti inzalo akanayo kahle. Kwakuthi ke abasemzini bese sithi hayi umkhwenyana wethu ngoba ulobole kahle kuzamele simnikeze enye intombi ezaphuma kuleli khaya. Wayenikezwa ke intombi engaba ngudade wabo omncane noma ngithi umnawakhe kamalukazana noma umntwana ozalwa ngumfowabo kamalukazana esingathi maye ebiza lo malukazana athi dade wabo baba isekazi azokhulisa phela indlu kabani kadade wabo yise. Bese kusiba lokungenwa lapho uthola khona ukuthi ke indoda iyafa ichiye umfazi esesemncane bese bethi ke abadala hayi zibani bani ngena endlini yomfoweni lapho uvusa umuzi womfoweni. Lokho kwakusenzeka kuze kwenzeke ngempela nxa uthola ukuthi umnumzana waye enomama mhlawumbe omncane esingathi indlu yokugugela abese seyatshona amchiye esesemutsha. Kwakukhangelwa kakhulu emajaheni amadala ukuthi hayi ngena endlini kayihlo lapha uvusa indlu kayihlo. Kuzathi noma kuzala abantwana labo abantwana uzawe engazizaleli yena kodwa ezalela uyise. Baze batsho labo ukuthi hayi thina sizalwa ngumne wethu. Besazi ukuthi lowo bazalayo akazizaleli yena, uzalela ubabo. Kwakunjalo ke babudube esintwini. Abanye njalo kuthiwa babeboniswa bethunywa ngokhokho bawo isimo samadlozi ukuthi hayi wena fanele uhambe uyelobola unkosikazi othile, unkosikazi othile. Yikho ke kwayiso isizathu esasisenza ukuthi kube lesithembo. Kwakuhlaliswana kuhle ngempela kungabe le ngxabano ubaba engena ezindlini angene kule ayengena kule ayengena kule. Kodwa ngokuya kwesikhathi ubaba wayegcina eseba nendlu yakhe lapha sesihlalela khona yedwa mangabe kunomama mhlawumbe ozovakashela ubaba kwaziwe. omunye kuzoba lekhichi lakhe, omunye lokhichi wakhe legumalakhe kanjalo. Nokudla lakho abanye njalo bathi kwakusenzeka ukuthi umama nomama lethele okuphekileyo kodwa omunye waye abanye babe sithi cha namhlanje ngizadla komazibani bani kusasa ngidle komazibani bani.
Sima lapha uhlelo lomasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Namhla besixoxa lo mnumzala Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Okwamanje sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngwentungami lenkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi usenisipanda. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Ngiyabingelela abalaleli namhlanje. Ngiyabonga ukwamukela kulolu hlelo.
Usiphatheleni lamhlanje.
Namhlanje afuna ukuthi sikhuthazeke ngombhalo ovela kumaHebheru ichapter ka 13 iverse ka 8 ithi yona uJesu Kristu nguye izolo lalamuhla lanini nini. Lumbhalo uyasikhuthaza kakhulu sikuhambo lolu esilalo lapha emhlabeni, uhambo esingena phakathi kwezinto ezehlukeneyo, izinto eziletha ukudabuka komphefumulo, izinto eziletha ukudangala, izinto eziletha ukuthi impilo ibe nzima ezisindayo. Kwezinye isikhathi lezi zinto engathi ezisithokozisayo. Kodwa kukho konke umlobi wamaHebheru uyasikhuthaza iqiniso elinye eliqakathekileyo okumele sibe lazi. Ukuba uJesu kajintshi. Ulokhe nguye owayevele enguye izolo, nguye namhlanje, nguye kuze kube naphakade. Siyazi ukuba yena uJesu sihlangana laye kuTestament lona elidala uvele ukhona ngoba ungulizwi. Nxa sihlangana laye kuJohn, uJohn uyakhuluma ukuthi ulizwi wayevele khona ekuqaliseni ngoba umhlaba uzadalwe ulizwi engekho. Ngakho uJesu uyingxenye ekaNkulunkulu, uyindodana yakhe eyodwa. Siyananzelela ukuthi uNkulunkulu edala umhlaba wawudala ngelizwi. Ulizwi nguye owayekhulunywa umhlaba usiba khona. Ngakho siyananzelela ukuthi kutsho ukuthi uJesu uyakwazisa ukudala ezinye izinto ezingekhoyo empilweni zethu zibe khona. UJesu uyakwazisa ukuguqula izinto ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi umhlaba ekuqaliseni wawungela simo, kwakuyibunyama kuphela, kodwa uNkulunkulu wakhuluma ilizwi ukuthi akube lokukhanya, kwaba lokukhanya. Ngakho namhlanje isihlobo sami ulalele khathesi angazi ukuthi kumbe kulomnyama omunye okhona empilweni yakho, ubunyama nje obukwembesileyo njengoba kwakwembese umhlaba. UJesu oyilizwi likaNkulunkulu katshintshi lokho akwenzayo endulo ekhipha ubunyama lapha emhlabeni elethe ukukhanya engakwenza lakho empilweni yakho. Ngakho sinanzelele njalo ukuba ulizwi wayehamba labantu bakaNkulunkulu ngaso sonke isikhathi. Siyahlangana laye njalo ulizwi eselapha abantu. Umama owayelokopha okwesikhathi esiningi kakhulu wafika nje wathinta ingubo kaJesu wathola ukwelapha. Ngakho ke ulizwi onguJesu ongaguqukiyo uyelapha izifo zonke. Sihlangana lababe iziphofu, sihlangana labanye ababe labantwana ababe le bebanjwe ngamadimoni, siyahlangana lolizwi ebakhulula. Ngakho kajintshanga uJesu, ulokho enjalo, ulokho enguye ophilisayo, ulokho enguye osikhululayo. Izifo zonke ezingabe zikhona ziyakhothama egameni likaJesu. Akula sifo esingathi alesila amandla kwedlula uJesu. Amandla uJesu ayivele lawo ekuqaliseni alokhe khona kawatshintshi.
Akuyiphethe mfundisi.
Asithandazeni baba ngegama likaJesu. Jesu ulokhu nguwe endulo, ulokhu nguwe namhlanje, uzaba nguwe njalo kuze kube naphakade, awutshintshi lutho. Kulaba abanilaleleyo abalenkinga ezehlukeneyo kumbizime ezehlukeneyo niyathandaza ngegama lakho elilamandla ukuba ungenele uguqule impilo zabo esimo abakiso sona ngegama likaJesu. Abafuna ukuphiliswa besiliswe emphefumulweni lemzimbeni baphilise ngegama likaJesu. Amen.
Lolo bekulohlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi uSenisipanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami untungami linkungo.
Siyabonga kakhulu untungami linkomo ungadinwa lokusasa. Kwezemidlalo iqembu le-Islanders linqobe elemanika Diamonds 3-0 emdlalweni wekasilaga Premier Soccer League odlalwe namhla kobulawayo. Emidlalweni efanayo eletriangle lele-ZPC Caraiba njalo ele-Capes United kanye lele-Black Rhinos abengutshikile obhanqa 0-0. I-Tenerife inqobe i-Chicken Inn 1-0. Kwezinye ezemidlalo uJohannes Ejuma owayengunozinti wamaqembu abalisa ele-Eagles elewanke lele-Islanders ufisa ukuvula isikolo sokuqeqetsha onozinti. UJoseph Njanji usipha lolo daba.
UJuma kulezi nsuku usebenza kuqembu leZebra Revolution elidlala kobulawayo Province Division 2.
Hey, ngizama ukuthuliza abafana bedlala ibhola. From here, class of level. I'm here as a goalkeeper's coach. Plus, coaching the inside player. Ngathi sengamaviki amathathu, athi le ngaba ngesine. Umqondisi weqembu lo ngamnxusa. Uthi as this need to be embing corner is called CPC. Ngale sadlala ama friends ne team yayo. Wathi hayi mdala, mina kule ndapha engishita khona ukugokhipa. La ndinjene zambe zincedisa. Angeke ubuze incedisa yini. Hayi azange ngiyale. Ngokuthathela phezulu.
UJuma waqeqetsha amaqembu abalisa ile Highlanders kanye lele Talent Vision ngomqeqetshi wabonozinti. Uthi kule ndingeko yokuba lezikolo eziqeqetsha abonozinti
ugoalkeeper eZimbabwe jikelele bakhona kodwa indlela ukuthi bakhulise ayikho ngenxa yani, ngenxa ukuthi ama clubs wona agcina abantwana labo abasiniki thina ithuba lokuthi sikhoje abafana abancane ezigoalkeepers njalo ukuthi lati sibe nesikolo zokufunza abantwana ngathi ngesikhiwa ama resources asilawo. Kule impact enkulu kakhulu ngoba bayaphambili bengelalwazi oluqondileyo bengafundiswa ngendlela eyiyo.
UJuma udlalele amaqembu abalisa ele Eagles ele Wange kanye lele Highlanders ngomnyaka ka-1995 ubeyingxenye yeqembu lama Warriors eliyemela ilizwe elizweni laseZaire ngemva kokuba abanye abadlali ababedlala emazweni aphetsheya beyale uyadlala besesaba umkhuhlane we-Ebola.
Ya isikhathi esihle kimi esibi elizweni. Ilizwe ngathi ngalikhipha ebunzimeni kwaba nzima ukuthi ngiye ku-DRC ngadlala igame eKinshasa national team sahlohla zibili 5 goals ungasogame elula akunzima ngakhonzela 5 goals but as rated man of the match. Ngabuza ngenxa yayo kodwa kula mashot o target about 32 or so 5.1 so 27 nga survivor that made me a man of the match.
Osebenza lochuma kuqembu leZebra Revolution uJosiah Phiri uthi sekule ngqubela phambili emangalisayo sekulokhu kufike uChuma.
Sebenza laye kuhle kakhulu njengokuthi khona loko saqala ukuba laye hayi sokule improvement njengosenior goalkeeper owadumayo.
UChuma wafundela umsebenzi wokuba ngubhoyi lameka kodwa kulezi nsuku usephila ngokuqeqetsha ibhola njalo uthi nxa kusenza ufuna ukugcina isele sikolo esokufundisa abonozinti kuphela. Unozinti wadlalela amaqembu abalisa eZimbabwe Saints kanye lele Highlanders uPanel Mekop ulaso isikolo sabonozinti elizweni laseSouth Africa njalo uChuma uthi la yenxa engathola usekelwe ngaqala uhlelo olufanayo. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu leZimbabwe elekhilikithi likhangelwe ukuba lizangqikelana leSingapore kusasa emdlalweni we-T20 2022 World Cup Qualifiers eQueen's Sports Club kobulawayo. Kulamaqembu ayisitshiyangalombili asemidlalweni le akuqela elemelika Netherlands Papua New Guinea lamanye. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa namhla besenkundleni yemidlalo yekhilikithi kobulawayo. Wezabatsha namhla silo mculi osathuthukayo. Eh.
Igama lami uThabisa Mlotshwane, ngidabuka eju kwempulo esigabeni seMatshetsheni. Igama lami lokucula ngizibiza ngo-DJ Abisa. And lakhona indaba yamculo ngayiqala ngisesemncane, kodwa ngangikwenza ngisesesikolo. Ngangithanda kakhulu special imbulo. So okwangenza ukuthi lasekukhuleni kwami ngagcina sengifisa ukuthi vele ngibe umculi ovelele. Abantu abangiyenza umdlandla ukuthi mani mamela ingoma zabo sazidlala kahle, abantu abafana labo Peter Tinetto, Fentele, like Denishanda nabo Love Mocha, ivana abaculi basekhaya. Ngakho ke lokho kwangigqugquzela ukuthi nami ngize ngibe lesifiso sokuthi ngibe umculi. Ngesikhathi eside kakhulu ngizama ngidlala ama-instrument ami but ngingarekhodi, just ngisifundisa because isikhathi esine ngingasifundisa mina ngisitiye home studio yami. So but njengamanje ngathi 2022 yikho lapho engiqale khona ukuthi ngirekhode ingoma zami. Njengamanje le ngoma ezilingana 25 ukuthi sengizirekhodile. Into engithanda nje ukuthi abalaleli babekwazi ukuthi kulo DJ Abisa odabuke eGwanda njalo ingoma zami, kodwa kungekudala ngisayenza ukuthi kuze kutholakala ama-CD, but njengamanje zatholakala ku-YouTube like so into lapho ezitholakala khona. Ngicela usekelwe kakhulu njengabahlali basekhaya, singabaculi basekhaya, sibheke bona ukuthi babe yibo abasupportayo ukuze nathi sikwazi ukuqhubekela phambili sikwenzele umsebenzi omuhle. Umculo into yokuzijabulisa lokuchitha isizungu. Ngakho lathi sifuna ukuthi nabo bahlale bejabule ngaso sonke isikhathi. Ngiyabonga.
Kuleke ijaha leGwanda konangaleke eMatshetsheni uthi yena udabuka konangale phela komasuku. Siyabonga kakhulu. Singakagqibi uhlelo lwamhlanje kodwa sikhangele indaba ebezigogela namhlanje. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Peace Project ithi bathole nzima abantu abaphikisa uhulumende wakwele Zimbabwe. Kwenziwe inkonzo enkulu namhla kwele South Africa yokukhuthaza ukubambana kwabantu abansundu. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-email kukheli yethu ethi studio7@voanews.com kumbe lisithumezele omunye umlayezelo kuWhatsApp. Oluvalelisayo nguGibbs Dube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.